communion hymn is from the Sing the Faith. It's number 2175, Together We Serve.
We join now in the service of giving. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in this Advent season, help us to remember to open our hearts, open our minds, to renew our vows, to give them to you. At the same time that we open our wallets and pocketbooks to give to those who are in need during this Christmas season. All this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Friends, as we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I invite you to share your prayer requests. And I have two to start with. Janet Stapp Miller spoke to me this morning about a bombing at St. Mark's Cathedral, which is the seat of the Coptic Church in Egypt. At least 20 people were killed and 35 injured. And this is like bombing the Vatican for the Roman Catholic Church. This is kind of the seat of the Egyptian Coptic Church. So let us pray for the St. Mark's Cathedral and for the Coptic Christian Church as well. Also pray for Ella Hughes. Her husband is in University Hospital after suffering several strokes, and Ella has a terrible sinus infection on top of it. So please pray for Ella. That's a friend of Becky and Bill's. Are there other prayer requests that we have today? Any? Yes, Frida? With pancreatitis. Please pray for Bob Peck as he continues to battle pancreatitis. Yes?
Linda aren't with us, I assume. Linda's not feeling well today. Pearl hasn't been here for several Sundays. And this and her.
Sharon has a job working at Dillard's on Sunday.
Right.
She has one.
A job working at Dillard's on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Cheryl. But Linda was not at Bible study Wednesday night either, so she probably is
under the weather.
Is that what you...
Paisley celebrated her first birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Hard to believe.
Happy birthday, Paisley. Any other prayer requests we have today? Yes, Dan.
Yeah, my hairdresser, Nikki, they found some spots on her lungs.
Okay.
So.
They're going to do more testing.
Okay. Other prayer requests? Yeah.
Matt Tobin, who suffered burst appendix in Bali, Florida, and is now, as a result of the infection spreading, had severe pneumonia.
Okay.
What was that?
Matt Tobin.
Matt Tobin.
Matt Tobin had a burst appendix and now is battling pneumonia because the infection spread. Are there any? Yes, Angie?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm just so darn proud.
They're lucky to have her.
Yeah.
They're going to be lucky to have her. Any other prayer requests that we have today? Then I will invite everyone to approach the table of the Lord. As I said in the sermon, communion is more than just remembering Christ's last night. That's an important part of it, to remember Christ's last night on earth and the meal that he had with his disciples. But it also is, it's a shared spiritual experience that we have together. And even though we come forward and take communion, receive communion separately, or when we pass the trays, we sort of take it separately. It still is something that we share in together and helps us to grow into being the body of Christ. And so as you take communion this morning, as you receive the elements, think about the fact that this makes us the community that we are. And whenever we extend it to other people, it makes them part of our community as well. So, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. You set us in this world to love and serve you and to live in peace with all that you have made. When we turned from you, you did not turn from us. When we were captives in slavery, you delivered us to freedom and made covenant to be our sovereign God. When we were stubborn and stiff-necked, you spoke to us through prophets who looked for that day when justice shall triumph and peace shall reign over all the earth. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. You sent him into this world to satisfy the longings of your people for a Savior, to bring freedom to the captives of sin, to establish justice for the oppressed. He came among us as one of us, taking the lot of the poor, sharing human suffering. We rejoice that in his death and rising again, you set before us the sure promise of new life, certain hope of a heavenly home where we will sit at table with Christ our hopes, our host. Remembering your gracious act in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we pray today for Ella Hughes, whose husband has been suffering from strokes and who has a terrible sinus infection. Lord, be with this couple and help them to recover and come back to the life that they so joyfully live. Lord, we pray for the Egyptian Coptic Church as it mourns a bombing in St. Mark's Cathedral, which is the seat of the Coptic Church. At least 20 people were killed and 35 injured. And Lord, we ask that you be with the church today that you be with the families of those who were killed and injured, and that you help the St. Mark's Church to rise above this terrible event, and that you see that those who perpetrated it are brought to justice. We pray for Dan's hairdresser, Nikki, who has been diagnosed with spots on the lung. We pray for Bob Peck, who has pancreatitis and has been in the hospital for 6 weeks. We pray for Linda, who has been suffering from bronchitis. We pray for Matt Tobin, who had a burst appendix and now has pneumonia because the infection has spread. And we have joys to share today, Lord. We pray prayers of thanksgiving for Paisley, who turned a year old this week, and for Reagan and her internship with Crossroads Healthcare. We ask your blessing upon this congregation and upon all that we touch in our lives and in all the missions, the worship, and the fellowship that we share together. And we ask that you strengthen us, O God, in the power of your Spirit to bring good news to the poor and lift blind eyes to sight, and to loose the chains that bind and claim your blessing for all people. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was arrested, he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is from the Sing the Faith, number 2241, The Spirit Sends Us Forth to Serve. As we go forth from this place, let us remember to scatter joy like seed. I love that line from that song. And so now is the grace. So now I offer you the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.